Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. We thank you for joining us, giving us the gift of your company. During this coronavirus pandemic, millions of people around the world are under various forms of lockdown. This has created a lot of stress behind closed doors. The media houses are reporting increased levels of stress and even violence. People are not coping at all. Our children are not spared. They are also feeling the effects of stress. Listeners, in our studio today, we have an expert on stress and how to cope with it. We are privileged to have Dr. Josephine Kinya in our studio. Dr. Josephine wears many hats. She is a counseling and organizational psychologist, an addiction therapist, and a certified mediator. She has been in practice for over 11 years as the lead psychologist at Living Dreams Poly Center and is also the director at Living Dreams Counseling Limited. Dr. Josephine has led and coordinated the debriefing and counseling of survivors of the terrorist attack in 2018 at Riverside, Nairobi, and also the Hell's Gate victims through AMREF. She is a regular guest speaker at media houses, to name just a few: NTV, KTN, Ebru TV, and Meru FM. We are so lucky indeed to have Dr. Josephine with us. Welcome. Okay, welcome to our studio, Dr. Josephine. We are really privileged to have you, and I can tell you the listeners are really looking forward to find out what they can do about their mental health. But let's begin you by telling us what mental health is. You know, when I was growing up, when you talked about mental health, people thought you were in a mental institution, locked up. And, you know, mental health affects all of us. So let's just begin by defining what mental health is.
Okay, thank you, Daktari, and thank you for the opportunity to give my contribution to Radio Africa. Mental health is basically a branch of health. The way we have physical health, we have also mental health.
Yes,
or
yes.
Psychological well-being.
Yes.
It is basically the state of well-being.
Okay.
Well-being mentally. Whereby the individual is able to handle the normal stresses,
yes,
of life, like I misplace my keys,
yes,
I'm able to handle that.
Mm.
I, you know, normal stress. I'm waiting for something. I'm not running out of patience. You know, it's basically a state of well-being where I can be able to be productive.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And the ability to handle normal, we call it, let's call it normal stress.
Okay.
Of life, because life is full of stress.
Okay.
Mm. You know, and that's what makes life.
Yes.
So
yes.
An individual is able to handle normal stress.
Mm.
We are saying that they are mentally
okay.
Healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in this pandemic, the whole world is under shutdown. We are all locked up in our houses. We are having our children bouncing off the walls. Stress is high. Let's talk about the children. Can children get psychologically affected by this lockdown? Do they have stress?
Doctor, the children get stressed up.
Mm-hmm.
They get stressed up.
Yeah,
and especially at this time,
yes,
when we have drawn them out from school, pulled them from school,
mm-hmm.
and they have to be with us at home.
Yes,
no going out, no playing with their friends.
Yes,
It's really stressful.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the one unfortunate thing about children is that they are not able to express their emotions like me and you.
Yeah, they
Okay?
can't really say, I'm sad.
Yeah, they're not able to say that. They don't know how they're feeling. So you'll be able to notice that these children are stressed because when you observe behavior, right? So yeah, children get stressed and they are stressed. They are among the most vulnerable groups right
Okay.
now during this lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a home situation where my
Mm-hmm.
son was coughing and he tried to hide it from mom. And then when I asked him, he defended himself that he does not have corona, a fever, just a cough, mommy, just a cough. And then I realized, oh my goodness, this boy is stressed. So I'm sure there's so many parents out there like me. What practical tips can you give to these parents to be able to help their children during the lockdown? You know, after the fun of extended holiday wears off, how do we help the children handle stress?
Thank you, Dr. Ari. First of all, let's look at your son. You know, you are
Yes.
11-year-old. Yeah,
Yes.
where he's trying to hide the cough.
Yes.
Remember when this COVID-19 started, or when
Yes.
coronavirus started, or
Yes.
we had the first case in this country, we had already had a lot of news
Yes.
from all over the world, from China, from America, from where.
Yes.
And it was very frightening,
Yes.
very,
Yes.
very frightening. And first of all, we didn't give our children information. Just like the way we were listening to news and watching how people are dying and
Yes,
everything.
yes.
So these our children don't have information, most probably what COVID-19 is all about.
Yes.
They're hearing all this information about you have a cough, you have a fever, and
Yes.
just like a older person would respond.
Yes.
A child that doesn't want to be, labeled like, he's COVID-19 positive.
He's
You
sick.
know, he's sick. He has the fear. Everyone
Yes.
is scared. Everybody's. We all fear death,
Yes,
right?
yes.
So what we need to do is to make sure that our children are in the know. They have the right information about coronavirus.
So we have to tell them what is going on.
Exactly. We sit down with them at home and educate them.
Yes.
This is what is coronavirus, what
Yes.
kind of a virus it is. They understand.
Yes,
For your
yes.
son, 11 years, they will understand. They even
Okay.
understand a bit of biology.
Yes.
About how germs are transmitted and everything.
Yes.
So it is very. We need to really give information to our children so that first of all they can be part of the team. We know we're in the know, so that
Yes.
even when you tell them, you must wear your masks, you must wash your hands, they understand. They don't
Yes.
take it as a punishment, or they
Yes.
don't take it as a this is a grown-up thing.
Yes.
Grown-ups are the ones who are washing. They are the only ones who catch, this virus and everything.
Yes.
Remember, also there was a narrative when the this pandemic started that
Yes.
it is only killing the older people.
No, it's not.
It is
Yes,
not. So
it's
we
not.
need to make the children understand.
Yes.
As much as you love a cough, it is not COVID-19.
Okay.
And let them also know that it can affect the young and the old.
Okay.
Everybody, we are all vulnerable. So
Okay.
information, information, information.
Information.
Yeah. So
What happens after now we give them information? Do we think that the stress will go away, or can I tell them, let's go out and play, let's go for a walk? How do I handle that child?
first, you asked me if the children are stressed,
Yes.
and as we said, yeah, and
Yes.
we gave all those examples. And first of all, that we the stress will manifest, and we have had so many pandemics
Yes.
all along since 1918. We've had pandemics all over, and many researches have been done in the
Yes.
past,
Yes.
of the effect of mental health
Yes.
on children,
Yes.
particularly on and the effect of the pandemic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are to see a lot of mental health issues mm-hmm. with the children.
Mm-hmm.
We are yet to see or to witness depression.
Mm-hmm.
Many children are saying, even those who are coming to my practice, they are very bored at home.
Mm-hmm. Boredom is a problem.
It is a problem. Remember, these are kids.
Okay.
You know, they are used to, you know, being social, you know. Mm-hmm. They are looking forward to their friends, to meet their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking forward to go to school. Now we have locked them up in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we are to see a lot of cases of mental health, PTSD,
mm-hmm.
you know, post-traumatic stress disorders. Mm-hmm. We are yet to see a lot of anxiety mm-hmm. issues, and mm-hmm. I'm already starting to see that with mm-hmm. my younger patients.
Mm-hmm.
We are yet to see a lot of mental health conditions or issues mm-hmm. coming up with the children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is really, 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 it's not a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
And something must be done.
Okay.
Something must be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for the listener who is sitting at home right now and listen to us, they are listening for practical tip. Do step A, do step B, do step C. Suppose they realize that the child is acting out because of stress, throwing a tantrum, or being withdrawn, or just not being the child that they know. What can a mom do? Just in general, how does a parent handle a stressed child? Do they just say, go sit in the corner there, watch TV, here's the phone? What can I do now for my 11-year-old now who's sitting at home and quiet in a corner, bored, as you're saying, with a phone all day? What do I do for him?
Yeah, thank you, Daktari. You know, we are going to see the effect of the COVID-19 on children.
Yeah.
Depending on the age these children are in.
Yes, right? Yes, yes.
So for the younger children, we are going to see so many behavior, diversions, deviations.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see regression.
We'll see regression.
In development. You see children have started, the younger ones have started bedwetting, like the kindergarten.
Oh boy.
Bedwetting. They have forgotten how to read or to write. And that's why we are encouraging parents to really be, among the routines, we are going to talk about it in a few. Among the schedules during the day, we need to have a schedule, an hour or two in the day, where the kids can be in contact with the reading material. They write, they listen. Like in this country, we have the Ministry of Education offering the online classes.
Yes.
But there's a lot that we can do as parents. There's a lot that the parents can do.
So if I hear you right, you're saying keep the children at least 1 or 2 hours occupied, busy.
Yes.
Busy. Okay. After that.
Busy. And we are saying this so that among the regression that we are going to see in behavior, they don't go back when schools open. You find that the child has forgotten everything.
Okay.
As much as we say that children pick, adapt very easily. When schools open, it will be no more. The past will be forgotten.
Yes.
Unless we've had very advanced mental healthy issues.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to give children information.
Okay.
We need to answer their questions.
Okay.
We need to assure them. Let's not keep quiet on the children. Let them know that this is going to come to an end.
Okay.
If it's it is seemingly happening, it seems that this is our new normal. Right?
Okay.
Where you have to show to go to school in a mask.
Okay.
You have to go to walk into the supermarket. It's not going to be normal again, where they are playing with their friends, they are sharing. You've seen some of the countries have started, minimizing the lockdown.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
Some of the schools, for example, in China, they have opened.
Yes.
So we've seen children going to school, they are maintaining their, 1.5 meter with each other.
Social distancing, yes.
Okay. And they are wearing masks. Okay. There are new rituals now. You have to walk through the, you know, machine so that you can be disinfected before you walk into class.
Okay.
They are eating from the classrooms. So there's a lot that is happening that is new. So we need to assure our children that things will be okay.
Okay.
And remember that children get assurance from their parents. What okay. their parents say, they don't doubt it.
Okay.
If you will go today and tell our children that COVID-19 is going to kill all of us, they're going to believe it.
Okay.
They will believe it.
Okay.
So it is that assurance and giving them comfort is very, very important.
Okay.
Remember, I was just before we started the show, I was, you know, we were discussing and I was telling you that, you know, some of the children who are in a, who, when COVID-19 set in, found these kids in very unsafe environment where there is conflict at home.
Yes.
Where there is a domestic violence.
Mm.
You know, where there is no communication at home. The environment was already, was even before COVID-19, was very insecure for the children. They are going to be more affected.
So, make the environment safe. Keep talking, reassuring,
mm-hmm.
and give as much information that they can handle. Not
exactly.
too much, but just age-specific is what you would tell the listener to do to reduce the stress from the for the children.
Very true. And children have a lot of questions.
Yes.
They have a lot of questions. Remember, the older ones are going into the internet and reading all kind of social media. Is flooded.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even inaccurate information.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let a parent answer those questions appropriately and, as you said, age specific.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So, Doctor, what is the take-home message to our listeners, to our parents out there, to make sure that the children are mentally fit during this extended lockdown?
Thank you so much, Dr. For the parents, what we need to do is just to be with these children, to be in the present with these children emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
If we are with them at home,
mm-hmm.
if we are with them at home, let us be present emotionally so that we can be able to see when these children are exhibiting unusual behavior
mm-hmm.
as a result of the lockdown. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so a few tips to take home. Let's limit also the amount of information or exposure to negative news about the COVID-19.
Okay. So give them information, but make it not too much.
Yeah, information to help them.
Yes.
Not too much. And as we said earlier, let it be age appropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Number two, let us, even as we are with them at home, let us make sure that we are keen on what we expose these children to.
Okay. You need to explain that.
You remember, there is a lot of, most parents are now at home and working from home.
Yes, yes, yes.
And nothing has stopped.
Yes.
For example, you find parents are ordering drinks, they are ordering alcohol online, mm-hmm. and they are drinking at home.
Yes.
We may have, by the end of it all, when we are done with the pandemic, we have children who have already picked up this behavior from their parents.
Oh dear, okay.
Right? So when you sit working and you have a glass of wine, you have a bottle of some
whiskey,
alcohol, some
yes.
whiskey,
yes.
you know, the child is watching. And remember, you are with this child 24/7. Some of us, we may even be, some of the parents may even be tempted to send these children for cigarettes because we are not leaving. For cigarettes, for alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pick these unusual substances. And by the end of the day, you find the children, because some of the children I deal with or I
mm-hmm.
see at my practice, you find that they always say they picked whatever substance they are abusing, the first contact was at home. So when we are at home, let's take advantage of us even having control of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not, the parents should not be the enablers of some of these behaviors.
Okay.
Okay. So let us limit the intake of negative information about the COVID. Every day people are dying. We have updates of people who have caught this and that. Let's limit that for the children. Number two, let us take care we don't expose our children to substances, so that we don't have our children abusing these substances by the end of the day. Okay?
So make sure they don't see you consume alcohol, because exactly. They will eventually also say, if daddy drinks, I can drink.
Mm-hmm.
If mommy drinks, I can drink.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, yes. Remember? So they do what they see us parents doing.
Parents model. They model their parents.
Okay.
Whatever they see. The other day, I had a child, a 14-year-old, who told me there's nothing wrong with alcohol.
Because the parents were drinking.
They have seen the dad drink all their lives, you know. And so this child has started brewing. Remember the lockdown effect?
Yes.
They are now brewing alcohol in their bedrooms.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. So, and this is out of what they have seen their parents do. So we may be... We may expose these children because we are with them now at home. Even the times there are things parents could do, well, because the children are not there. They're in school, they are all over. So issue with substance abuse, let the parents be very keen on it. Minimize intake of the children, intake of negative news about COVID-19. Let them not be part of the news.
Every day,
the child is going to sleep. Then they have nightmares about them dying of COVID. You mentioned your 11-year-old son is hiding a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's also have routines.
Routine.
As a family.
A routine.
Yeah, as a family.
Okay.
Human beings thrive in a structured environment.
Okay.
So let these children know that... we wake up this time, we do ABCD, this is a study time, and all that,
okay.
So we can, the children can be able to move in a routine, and you'll be able to manage most of the indiscipline issues. Play is very important for the children. Let's allow the children to play. Noise, you remember you were mentioning about the noise?
Yes.
It's very important for them. Let them play. Let them play in the house. Be part of, let the parents be also the part of the team. There are so many games that parents can play. The other day I saw somewhere a mom and come up with a game where I think this child is like 3 years. And she has done spirals of A, B, C, D, and the child is jumping from A, B, and the mother is behind, and they are jumping up to Z. And they are getting somewhere else. She's drawn on the ground, and so there's so much that we can do with the children, if we are present. Not that we are with them at home, but we are present with our children. We are emotional.
Present mentally, present emotionally.
Exactly.
You can be in the same room, and your mind is somewhere else. You're on the phone.
Exactly.
You're on the computer. Mm-hmm. But you're not present with your child.
Thank you.
So you're saying the parent or the caregiver has to be present mentally, physically for the child.
And involved. The other day, a 54-year-old told me, by the way, she had come for the report for the daughter. Because personally, I work with the children and the parents. We have sessions for the parents, to look at the outcomes of from the sessions that I do with the children.
Yes.
So, the 54-year-old mentioned to me that she is also addicted to the gadget. So we may be at home and with these children, but we are absent.
Yes.
So, but when we keep our gadgets away, we are off this social media thing. We can be able to help our children.
Okay.
Routines really help.
Routine.
Scheduling the activities.
Routine in the house.
Okay. In the house. The child knows after I make my bed, we go make the breakfast. I've also had parents complain where, the teenagers, the children, or the preteens and teenagers, they're always in the bedroom with their phones and their gadgets.
Yeah.
And she was asking me, what do I do? I come from work, I get to the house, I feel very lonely. And I pushed them out to just hang around the kitchen. And now that is where conflict comes in. So let these plans and the routines be collaborative. When I come from work, we are cooking together. One of others bring the dishes and I am cooking or something like that.
You see, I'm smiling and laughing because I can hear our listeners laughing and they say, Doctor, routines are well for when things are normal, when children are in school and, you know, they're picked to school, we go to work and all that. Those are routines. But now we are at home. What do we need a routine for? And here you are saying we need a routine even though we are not going to work.
Exactly.
Or even if we are working from home,
yeah.
And the children are playing and bouncing off the walls,
mm-hmm.
we need a routine
mm-hmm.
so that we can reduce the stress.
Exactly. Because remember when we are doing routines, we are talking about the chores. Like when we wake up in the morning, like the younger kids, let's all make our beds.
Yes.
And we achieve that.
Yes.
These more achievements make us happy as human beings.
Oh, ah.
We have done that. You know,
mm-hmm.
from there we are going to water the flowers, for example,
mm-hmm.
as a family, you know, and we water and the flowers are, you know, growing really nice and they are wet and everything. We have achieved that.
Okay.
You know, we may never, doctor, we may never have the normal. Quotes and quotes.
Yeah.
Things may never go back to
the way we were.
We were before. So the earlier we start getting used to the new normal, the better.
A routine.
Even small things like setting the table. The younger ones can set the table. The older ones can carry the food from the kitchen to the dining table. You know, from there we could even have a small gap. We are all napping. It is something that has been scheduled.
Yes.
You know, that way we are keeping them off the television, off their gadgets. Okay. From there we have a class. You know.
Yes.
You know, this homeschooling, parents are making it look very, really very involving. I understand there are even teachers who are doing online teaching classes.
Yes.
You know. It is something very simple. Because remember, we also don't want to overwhelm these children.
Yes.
Because there will be other outcomes that are going to be most probably very negative because of having very tight schedules for the children. So we want something easy. And, you know, it is also good to enjoy and to be in the moment.
Yes.
You know, I don't have to go to work. So I'm with these children. I've always wanted, looked forward to them to come at home at 4:30. No, I have them here. You know, the problem we have as human beings, we always see the negative.
Yes.
We are not counting the losses, but we are not looking at the benefit of the lockdown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's involve the children.
Let's involve the children.
Let's even, I've had parents also talk about, we cannot work because children are at home. But if in that routine we involve the children, even to make small signs, like it is time to work. And the children are the ones writing this information on these pieces of papers. And they know when that paper is stuck on mommy's door, mommy is working. They will obey. You know, children are very, very easy to manage.
Okay.
Let's also validate their feelings and their fears. These kids have not been in school. This is like here, this is the second month, right? They are not able to see. Like I've seen teenagers, most of them that I've seen in the clinic, they are really struggling with, they are not able to see their friends. Remember, when kids are in their teenage years, their peers become very, very important. Very important.
Mm.
So sometimes you will see a lot of conflict at home because they are suffocated. It is mommy in the morning, daddy in the morning, evening. They are not seeing their friends. So they are also losing it. So it is very, very important to validate. Listen to their feelings. If a child says, Mom, I feel lonely, listen to them. I feel empty. I feel lost. I feel bad.
Mm.
Let's validate their feelings. We should not just shut them down or just tell them, it is okay.
Mm.
The other day I had a parent ask the teenage daughter, what is it that you don't have? You know, for you to get into depression and panic attacks. I have given you everything. I've bought you a car. But that is not what children need. Children need love. They need to be listened to. They need their their feelings to be validated.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, listeners, how quickly the time goes. If you agree with me, I have learned so much during this session with Dr. Josephine Kinya. Make most of the day by having a schedule, and with the children, talk with them, keep them busy. I truly, truly thank you for joining me in this one of a kind of how to make ourselves mentally fit during this COVID lockdown. And also, I'm sure what we have talked about you can use even well after the COVID. Listeners, I thank you for joining us. And remember, please eat healthy so you can live healthy. Thank you. And we will bring Dr. Josephine another day. Thank you, Doctor, for coming. And we hope that you will agree to another invitation at Health Talk Radio Africa.
Anytime, Dr. Ali. It was my pleasure.
Okay. Yeah. Bye for now, listeners. Bye-bye. At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.